Welcome to day 100 and not 40 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. I'm declaring today a catch-up day, so those of you who are a few days behind, maybe you can catch up a bit. But the main reason I'm declaring it a catch-up day is because I need to take a day and decide whether or not I want to change the order of the material we're covering. Yesterday I announced that I was going to pick up some remaining items on the subject of the law of God and conclude our study of the Ten Commandments, and then we would consider the exposition of the Lord's Prayer and the doctrine of prayer. Now, that order would leave us ending our study, our 180-day studies, on the subject of eschatology. And that was based on the fact that I was following a number of different harmonies of the Westminster Standards, which were based on the Confession of Faith. And about a third of the way through, I decided I wanted to go I wanted to use the larger catechism as our skeleton, and instead of pasting in the catechism where it fits into the confession, I pasted the confession where it fit into the catechism. So, for example, we had the sacraments under the second commandment, which has to do with worship. We had the section on oaths and vows under the third commandment. We had marriage under the seventh commandment. We had the chapters on church and state under the fifth commandment, which I've never seen another harmony that does that. It organizes the Westminster Standards based on the catechism, the larger catechism, rather than the confession. So when I originally organized our schedule, I was sort of following the confession, and that meant that the last two chapters of the confession would be considered last, which is eschatology. And I had proposed putting prayer under the 10th commandment because that was sort of an answer to coveting. James talks about how those who are wanting stuff, and he says, you know, that prayer will avail much. And so I was thinking that prayer would be the answer to coveting, and so prayer, the section in the catechism on prayer, would be appropriate under the 10th commandment. But I don't like the idea of ending this study on eschatology for a number of different reasons. The prayer section, I think, is just much more positive. The eschatology section, first of all, I have some problems with the eschatology section. As I've mentioned at appropriate points, there have been a number of Presbyterian denominations who have made changes to the Westminster Standards, particularly the confession. We mentioned that the number of churches, in fact, just about every church, has dropped the line about the Pope being the Antichrist. There were changes in the Civil Magistrate, Chapter 23, and some Presbyterian denominations have made changes in the last two chapters of the confession. In my opinion, those changes made the problems that I found in the original confession even worse. So there's a lot of disagreement with people about eschatology among Christians, and in my opinion, there's a whole lot of overemphasis on eschatology. And I just wasn't comfortable ending our whole study with eschatology, with a controversial subject, with a subject which, in my opinion, is being overestimated and distorted. So I think we might move on to eschatology first and then follow the larger catechism, the order of questions in the larger catechism, and that will have us ending with prayer and the Lord's Prayer and the exposition of the Lord's Prayer by the catechism. So that's why I'm declaring a catch-up day. I spent most of my time, my Westminster time today, shaping up the prayer section, and I thought, no, I think I'll leave that for last, and so I need to take an extra day to organize the eschatology stuff, and maybe I'll decide not to. Maybe I'll decide to go ahead and end with the eschatology stuff. I don't know. I need some time to think about that, and if you have any comments or suggestions about that, about this issue of whether to end with prayer or end with eschatology, you're welcome to cast your vote either by posting your thoughts to the blog or maybe even just hitting reply on this email. If you're listening to the email or if you were reading the email, you could reply to the email, but I'm not saying that I'll just go by a democratic vote, but I would be interested in your opinions if you have any. So that's why I've declared this a catch-up day. You all can catch up if you're behind. Those of you who are on schedule, I'm sorry for a day of nothing, but maybe you might want to look at the two last chapters of the Confession, see what you think about them, maybe scan through the questions of the larger Catechism on Prayer, and if you have any comments, share them with me. And that basically concludes this non-lesson, and tomorrow will be day 140, and maybe we'll all be surprised as to what our subject will be. I'm not predicting at this point. I need a day to think about it. So thank you for your indulgence. I hope you enjoy the catch-up day, and we'll see you tomorrow with day 140 and the surprise subject.